Good.
Go.
Welcome, everybody, to the Refresh Podcast. We are a new podcast, so I am your host, Ryu. I am joined by my co-host, Silent. And I also have a few friends in this call as well. I have Nemesis. Say hello,
Yo,
my
what
friend.
Up?
I have Metal.
Hello.
And then, of course, we have our good friend, Curb.
Hello there.
So let's get we hope you enjoy time. The podcast. Let's get this shit started.
Yep.
Cool. So,
how who has a deep food? Life story?
What?
I don't have a deep life story currently, but I do have a story to share today about the issues I've been having with my internet as of late.
Let me guess.
You've been telling us about this all day.
Let me guess.
Okay. Hold up. Do you have satellite internet?
No, I have normal cable internet, but...
Okay, then there's no fucking possible way for that shit to be fucking up when it's raining. If you have satellite internet like I do at my house, granted, yeah.
If
it's a cloudy day,
network,
hey, guess what? Your internet
actually,
shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I have, like, there's, like, three or four, like, fucking extenders running around through the landlord's portion of the apartment that I live in. And then, of course, we have...
Copyright music.
We have, like, two, like, extenders. I have one in my room for my Switch that I bought, like, recently.
Okay, pause. What the fuck is that music?
What
metal.
Music?
It's the Mafia music!
No, it's not even Mafia. That's just... I don't know why it's picking up on my fucking...
Do we have to freaking restart?
No.
Okay.
I don't know how the Halo music...
We'll just cut that out when we edit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's go back to my, let's go back to the, beginning.
Fucking internet!
Yeah. My internet. So we have at least four or five extenders running around the apartment that I live in, okay? We have one for myself, for me to run on my Switch, everything like that. We have one outside that we use for out there that I don't have any fucking access to. Because the rest of my family won't give me the fucking password for it, even though it would definitely help me out with what I'm doing with my Twitch and everything.
Just be glad it's not Spectrum.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not Spectrum.
Yeah.
What I have
Hey, now hold on. I have Spectrum internet and it's working just fine for me. I don't get what you're talking about.
That's you.
I live in a house.
You, bro.
I have not.
The big
house,
thing,
dog.
The one that I hate, the one internet provider that I hate above all others because of how shit it actually is, Zito Media.
Okay.
Who? I've never
it's a local
them.
Deal.
I hate Xfinity,
and
though. I don't like Xfinity.
Xfinity isn't bad. I will
yeah.
say that. And it's
yeah,
not just
it
because
now.
My
it's...
sister. It's not just because my sister works for Xfinity.
Wait, really?
Oh, you
yeah.
Xfinity
yeah.
money?
I
see.
Have that. Like, I have that internet right now. I don't know what the fuck is going on with their East Coast servers at the moment, but somebody over there is fucking up big time.
Yeah,
let's set the stage right now for what I'm doing. I have my PC on currently, which is the only way I've been able to talk to everybody here currently. Mm-hmm. I literally decided to download a game called DCS. DCS Sim. Mm-hmm. It's a flight sim, basically.
Oh, that's what you messed up.
At that point, I'm literally sitting here. I'm playing fucking hopscotch with an extender, the main Wi-Fi, another extender. And it's literally been pissing me off. I look at Steam, it's like, okay, 20 hours. Simple. Because my landlord's like main internet, right upstairs, couple of blockages, blah, blah, blah. I live downstairs in a small room, as you can tell from the echo.
Oh, wait, you live in an apartment?
Yeah, I live in an apartment.
They're all using the same type of
that's
internet,
problem.
Right?
You live in
essentially,
an apartment.
Essentially. We've been planning, like, my family and I have been planning to get our own setup.
You need to, because here's the problem. It's the bandwidth. It's not the internet. Well,
yeah,
it is
it's the bandwidth. Like,
it's
your
the bandwidth,
bandwidth
that's
it's
the
kind
problem.
Of messed up right now, since you're living in an apartment, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you need to get your own setup just in case. That way you have
more
fast internet.
Like,
for
my family and I have been discussing this. Like, my idea is that, like, we all chip in. Like, I pay a portion. My father pays a portion. My mother pays a portion. My brother pays a portion to support the internet, essentially. However,
right, so
we're not
we
planning
have...
that anytime soon. That's
well, no,
the kicker.
Like,
so I'm stuck dealing
for...
with shit internet at the point at this moment.
So we've been paying for
it
me
sucks.
And my... my family's been paying for Spectrum 5G internet, and we haven't used it until, like, now, okay? okay?
Pause. Okay. Welcome, chum.
Sup? Sup, chum?
Chum? We're in the middle of the podcast, the recording of the podcast.
Oh, God dang it. I'm late.
Oh, well. Yeah, you're late.
Everyone, this is our water says otherwise. He's another one of the co-hosts.
Wait, who the hell is Daniel?
Ugh. Oh, he's going to be a guest for the next episode.
My boy Dan! Danny! Now,
guest? Okay, who's our first guest?
It's going to be Daniel for the next episode.
Yes. Technically, we'll all guess because it's the first time we're doing this.
Okay,
no offense, Nemesis, Metal, Chum, but people like me, Silent, and Curb aren't exactly guests because I'm the host. I've got Silent as my co-host, and Curb is the motherfucker who's recording this. So
I mean, you can call me a co-host too, since I was the one that came up with the idea.
Technically, me and Ryu came up with the idea, too.
Hey, that's not fair.
No, I'm saying...
You were six minutes late to this podcast, my friend.
Okay.
6 minutes
You're tearing this family apart!
I don't care. You turned her against me.
Let's get into an actual subject.
Back on track.
Let's get into an actual subject and then get away from the internet and all that.
How about Nancy Pelosi and... her ripping up Trump's speech.
So many memes of that.
God.
Okay, so
Trump... wait, isn't that illegal to do that? Because
by the way, guys, we are not right. We do not like politics. We are just talking about random topics.
Hey, this is supposed to be chill.
I can say that right now.
Come on, dude.
Ripping up the president's speech is considered illegal on a federal basis.
So, yeah, that's what I was thinking because it's supposed to be documentation of what that said person has said in the speech. If you get rid of that, then no one can confirm what he said. They can legit say in about, let's say, years from now, they could write in the history book, oh, well, he said he's the first president to say the F word, or not F word, God. The N word? The first white president to say the N word in front of a live audience. Like, some...
Which he did.
Well, that's not right. That's not right.
No, like,
not
I'm, really saying, right I'm saying people could write... legit write whatever they want that when he didn't say it because the record's gone.
Yeah.
That's the point I get at.
By the way, boys, podcasts last around an hour, so we need to get this shit to an hour.
Yeah. Okay, so how about we just stay the fuck away from politics? Because that's going to make it to where a lot of sponsors or anything that we may or may not get in the future will be, just be like, right nah, now, screw that.
Well, I mean, we got to add a little bit of politics, mainly politics concerning... Okay,
dude, I have my sparkling water. I'm not in the mood for politics, okay?
Can I finish?
All right, so let's switch to a different topic.
How about we go ahead and cover sports?
Yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and cover sports.
All right, so the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. That's okay, I guess. I want the 49ers.
First time in 50 fucking years.
Dude,
first time in 50 years for the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. And by the way, before that, the St. Louis Blues hockey team took 52 years to win the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history. And then 2 years later, and then a year later, the Chiefs win the Super Bowl after 50 years of not winning.
Yeah.
I have not no 50, clue what you're 100. Talking about.
Last time I think that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl was against the Minnesota Vikings.
No, that was Super Bowl 4. No, wait, I'm wrong.
Yeah, why are people talking so much about a Super Bowl? Did they get the Super Spoon?
No, it's because wasn't the Chiefs in the first Super Bowl?
Yeah, they were in the first and the fourth and then the 54th.
Yes.
Yeah, they haven't won a Super Bowl or been in a Super Bowl for over 100 years, okay?
Yeah.
Over 100. You mean
not accurate?
Not accurate. It's been over 50.
I mean, it's an exaggeration.
Yeah, but
it's so by the way, these years in sports have been with the underdogs. Washington Nationals win their first World Series.
Yeah.
The Washington Capitals and the St. Louis Blues win their first Stanley Cup. The Chiefs in 50 years win the Super Bowl. This is the year of underdogs, including the Toronto Raptors winning the NBA championship.
Drew McIntyre winning the Royal Rumble.
Oh, no. Here, let me tell you exactly how they won. So the quarterback for the 49ers tried to do a Hail Mary pass. That pass got bombed and taken away by one of the Chiefs. Literally, they intercepted it. Yeah, they literally intercepted it and just caught, and that was a game. That was literally just.
It was Kendall Fuller. I know.
Yeah, Kendall Fuller just went up, swiped it, and then just decided to take a dive and just end the game there.
I have to say,
and then Damian Williams goes in and run for a touchdown, even though they wanted to run for a first down.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I have a question for y'all. We're gonna go individually, and first I'm going to ask anybody but Silent, because I want Silent's opinion to be last.
Okay.
So let's start off with Chum.
Yeah.
What do you think of Mahomes?
Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes.
Chiefs quarterback. Patrick.
Oh, I think he's really good. I have to say he's pretty good in my opinion.
No.
Fair enough. Now, Curb, what you got, mate?
All right. So I was one of those guys that wanted the 49ers to win, but Patrick Mahomes as a quarterback is very, very underrated, dog. Like, honestly, like, he's not overrated. He is so underrated, dog. Like, they really were just dogging it out at the Super Bowl, dog. Like, they were pretty good. I like Patrick Mahomes and his play style, man.
Yeah.
Dope. Metal, what you got?
On Mahomes, so far, from what everybody said, I think he was an underrated quarterback, honestly. And to show, it's just like, if you take a look at the Super Bowl and how well he's been doing during that game, that just shows how much hidden talent he actually has, in all honest opinions. This is coming from the son of a mother who is a Chiefs fan. Honestly, Mahomes, yeah, underrated. Great player.
I can see that. Nemesis, what's your thoughts, mate?
So, I'm just going to be flat out truthful here. I didn't even watch the Super Bowl. I mean, the only reason I really would watch any sport, you know, I'll just summarize it up to football, is because Dallas Cowboys. That's the only reason I would watch it.
Oh, you're right.
All right, moving on now. Moving on now. Hey, moving on.
No, you're what talking to a Steelers fan right here. Mean? I'm about to get on you.
What do you mean?
The fuck you mean? I'm a fucking Skins fan.
The fuck you mean?
I thought we were moving on.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Let's go.
Enough with. Okay. That's enough with that joke. In all honesty. Again, I didn't watch it, so I don't really know what you guys are talking about. I don't even watch sports, even if it was the Cowboys. I don't really watch any.
You and me both, man. You and me both.
So I've just been working on my story that I've been trying to do for like
the
past 5 years.
All right. I can live with that. Silent, do you mind if I go next?
Yes.
You do mind?
You wanted me to be last.
All right, so my personal thoughts on Mahomes, granted, during the fucking Super Bowl, he threw, I think, 2 or 3 interceptions.
Okay.
That was enough to make some people just be like, oh, the 49ers got this. But then fourth fucking quarter came around, and Mahomes pulled every ounce of talent he had out of his ass.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
They were 10 points fucking down. It was a 20-10 with fucking 49ers at 20, and it came all the way fucking back to where the fucking Chiefs got it all the way up to 31. Got their 10 all the way up to fucking 31. If you ask me, that he deserves that fucking MVP. He was the fucking MVP in that game.
Yeah, he got
essentially, what he did was like, he basically played it smart. He laid low, waited for the right moment to just fire off everything, and then won the game for everybody, essentially.
Now, let's get on to the real sport guy. Silent, your thoughts, my friend.
On Patrick Mahomes, I think he's a great player. Straight out of Texas in Texas Tech, he was an amazing player. And for the fact that he wins the Chiefs the Super Bowl as the MVP after 50 years, getting Andy Reid finally that Lombardi trophy, I think it's amazing. And plus, he did come in for us as a backup during the Denver Broncos Chiefs game at the end of the season. And that man showed his performance, what he could do, before he even drafted him. He was just a call-up. And then he comes in, yeah, we get beat by the Patriots. And then 2019 season comes around. 2019-2020 season comes around. And then Chiefs are popping off. They beat the Patriots that season, too.
Okay, let's be honest. The Patriots have gone down fucking hill.
Oh, yeah, after Deflate.
Yeah. The Patriots lose to Miami. It wasn't their last game. They lose to the Miami Dolphins. How bad do you have to be to lose to Miami Dolphins?
How the fuck do you lose to the Dolphins?
They lost to the worst teams in the entire league, dog.
They did lose to Cleveland. They lost to Cincinnati. They lost to Miami.
I feel like I'm going to catch some flack for saying this, but I'm going to say it. At one point, I was a Patriots fan, but only for one very specific reason. The team up of Brady and Gronk on offense. That was fucking power. And then when Gronk retired, that's when everything went to shit.
And then Tom Brady started kissing his son on the lips. Things went out of hand on that, you know?
And by the way, back to me. I am going to say this. After doing some research, the Chiefs during the offseason will have to sign a new contract with Mahomes, Hill, and all these other Chiefs. And then Reed and everyone in the Chiefs kingdom is yelling, don't retire Reed, because Reed was actually thinking of retiring that season. But now after that Lombardi trophy in his hands, there's been news on him actually thinking about not retiring. So in the end,
he wants to go for another.
Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback, and Andy Reid deserves to finally get the win. How about them Chiefs?
Yeah.
Man.
I'm going to step on a lot of people's toes by saying this. I don't get why people watch sports instead of play them.
Well,
I play hockey.
Because some people do watch them because they do play it and they want to study up on it. Others just watch it because it's entertaining, you know?
Yeah.
Then why are people getting
mad? I play a goalie for my team, and I've recently got a shutout. So that's why I'm the sports guy here.
Nice. But why is it like that, like football and hockey, but never for esports?
Because esports, people are debating whether it's an actual sport or not. I like the esports scene. I watch a lot of League of Legends tournaments.
Yeah, but the thing is, it doesn't usually get presented on live TV, which means people are saying,
actually,
it's not a sport. But if it's on Twitch still, the NFL would live stream any game on Twitch. Yeah. So that means that esports is technically still a sport. Not only because it has sport in its name, because of the fact that it also streams on Twitch along with the NFL, NHL, MLB, and NBA.
I would also like to bring up, if you didn't know, I rest my case. Juan, I also want to bring this up.
There are people that are actually trying to get esports out there. Like, for example, WWE superstar turned chairman Triple H is trying to get esports out there to the world. Just as much as wrestling, you know? Because NXT takes place at Full Sail University, so they have to, you know, jam this stuff together, you know?
Now, I do want to say this. Whoever said esports was never on TV, I believe you are incorrect.
Yeah, you're incorrect,
dog. To be honest,
it's been on TV. I said it was barely on. It's barely been on TV, like most sports.
Yeah. The only reason I'm saying this is because, and I didn't watch these because I thought the community was actually very toxic, and that's kind of a problem with some.
It really all depends on what type of community.
The Overwatch stuff was on TV.
Yeah, that's what I was actually about to say is there was an Overwatch competition on TV. I know this because I didn't watch
it,
but every time I went to go on the TV when I actually used the cable box.
Yeah.
I would always scroll past at the cartoon section because though I am, and I still would do that, though I am 19 years old, I'm still a little child on the inside when it comes to stuff like that.
Like even me, 20 years old, I still try to see like what the kids used to watch. Like I'm just like, okay, yeah, I might be able to get into this.
I prefer animation over live action most of the time because it gives people more creativity in the stuff they make, and that can really be a good thing and be cool as hell.
Yeah,
I mean,
finish your story and tell me when you're done so I can speak, so I can say something very, like, kind of important, but not really.
Okay,
you can go now. I wasn't really on the story anymore.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was just explaining myself.
In the past decade, a big parts of sports legends have died. Kobe Bryant, is considered a legend.
Yeah.
Gordie Howe, legendary Detroit Red Wings player who also was named Mr. Hockey. He shaped the league. And he helped this league grow by also getting the name out there. And then here comes Sid the Kid. Also Mario Lemieux died. Wayne Gretzky is still alive, but he's getting to the point where he's actually about to die.
There are legends that we, you know, there's like, yeah, there's Kobe Bryant, there's people he mentioned. And then there's also...
Hey, we can't... Go ahead, sorry.
So just recently, The Rock lost his father, who was also a WWE Hall of Famer, Rocky Johnson. He just lost his dad. Him and Tony Atlas were the first African-American tag team to win the African-American tag team belt, which was an amazing feat for the 1980s.
Oh, yeah, definitely 1980s.
Now, if I may interject here, I believe that personally, the internet in itself is toxic, considering that literally only 3 hours after it was revealed that Kobe Bryant had died in a helicopter crash, there was already people making memes about it.
Oh, yeah, trust me, and let me...
It's kind of bullshit.
Let me expand further on this, and this may make a lot of people hate me or make a lot of people like me. I don't care. This is my own opinion. Everyone wants to tie it to their own. That's my motto.
Point of a podcast. Opinion.
Yeah.
This just shows what it is.
But how do I say this without making myself look like a douchebag?
Go ahead.
The whole internet is just a bunch of idiots who can joke about anything, even if it's the darkest thing ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
How that makes you a douchebag? We can all technically be put in that spectrum. We're all part of the internet.
Oh yeah.
Times I've seen like a suicide joke.
Now, I also have done those jokes from time to time. But that's usually because it makes me. Dark humor is one of those things that I do when I am actually hating life. It's something that always happens for me, and I'm working on it, but here's what's really going to make people hate me, and if they do, so be it. And I mean no disrespect by saying this, really.
Go ahead.
And it's about Kobe. I don't watch basketball. I really don't.
Okay.
But I do know Kobe's story, at least a bit of it. If I'm correct, Kobe was the player who got sent straight to the freaking basketball league out of high school.
Yep.
Usually you gotta go through college if you're able.
I heard the exact same thing.
Yeah. Usually you have to go to college to go and join big leagues like that.
Yeah.
He managed to do that after getting out of high school, meaning he was truly talented. He was a rare, he was a rare type of person. Not many people actually get that way.
Like the one, like basically he was one of a decade.
Yeah, he was the one of a decade for sports. And when I heard the way he died, I didn't know how to react. It's sad.
It's also sad because it was with his daughter.
It was with his daughter.
Yes.
I was ten times sad. First off, let me cry.
And we don't even know. It's like his 15-year-old daughter.
Yes, I know. And let me explain something, please. You know how I'm interrupting, guys. But it is sad, and there's no doubt in my mind that it's one of the saddest moments, especially for his team and for the whole all the people that follow his team, especially those people.
And while
I'm saying this, just remember that I'm saying all this stuff before I say what people are going to hate me for, because I do respect the man.
Yeah, I respect the man too.
I respect Kobe, even though most people hate him, and also the thing that everyone would, while they're playing basketball, they would yell, "Kobe!"
Yeah, every time. That's what engraved his name in sports.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it
really is. Big time what engraved his name in sports is just the fact that he's Kobe fucking Bryant.
Yeah. And
some people did hate him, those people actually ended up feeling bad at the fact that he died and was a Lakers legend.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Two championships in his career.
There's an entire petition going on to replace the NBA logo with Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, he was that inspirational.
They should do that as a tribute, though.
But no, what I've been trying to say,
recently the Lakers hold a Kobe Bryant night because of his death.
Yeah, and that's respectable.
And people said that Kobe Bryant was in the building because after the first quarter, the LA Lakers had 24 points, a 24 shot. And every time that the other team scored, it was 24 seconds apart.
As they say, a legend will watch over the people that followed him.
Yes, exactly.
Now, let me get back to what I was trying to say. And I probably should not do this, but because I do know I will probably get found. Kobe and the flight attendant. We're not that smart, because I'm pretty sure what happened was they decided to fly a helicopter in the fog. And I guess, where he was flying,
it was very foggy. And it's very suggested that you do not fly any mobile vehicle in the fog unless you're a trained professional and you know how to navigate through.
Yeah, and the thing was, is that I'm pretty sure the pilot was a trained professional, but thing was is that it was the foggiest it probably could have been on that day.
Yeah.
And reason I'm saying is because I think at the time one of my dad's friends was actually in the area trying to come back over to where we live. He went over there for some trip. I forget what it was. It was like a trip to meet with people.
Yeah, it was a trip to meet with another side of his family, though. He wanted to make it in time, but
this feels like the death of Pat Quinn. You guys don't know who Pat Quinn is. He was a Leafs legend. He played for the Leafs for a long time. We were number 13. Mm-hmm. And he was in the building the night as the Kobe Bryant night. Toronto Maple Leafs held a Pat Quinn night, and there was in 13 minutes and 13 seconds, the Leafs score goal after 13 shots.
Yeah.
On net.
Crazy.
Now I do want us to. I will continue this and then we will come back to this, but.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is I'm pretty sure my dad's friend was there and was at the airport waiting to board his flight, and his flight was canceled.
To come to you.
Yeah, he was coming back home to where the area I live in.
Yeah.
And he couldn't come back because it was being delayed due to heavy fog.
Yeah.
I was never sure where he was, but after I heard that Kobe died. I was really mad.
Yeah.
I respect the man because he is indeed a legend. No matter what I say or what anyone says, that is an indisputable fact.
Yeah. He will always be a legend.
Yes, and the fact that he did something so, what's the word I'm thinking of, so idiotic, hurts. And yeah. People...
Have you guys seen The Sandlot?
Oh, of course. Yes. That's one of my favorite shows, or movies.
Remember when Babe Ruth came to... God damn it, I forgot what his name was.
The kid.
And he was just like, and he pretty much talked to him about jumping the fence to get the ball back.
Mm-hmm. Was that Babe Ruth?
Said these words.
Oh, it was. Sorry.
Heroes get remembered, but legends never die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a knight held for that legend is very much in the building.
Oh, yeah. Now,
Pat Quinn, 13 shots, a goal on 13 minutes and 13 seconds. Same thing with Kobe Bryant. 24 shots, 24 points, and it was after the first. Kobe Bryant's
last game back in 2016.
2015.
Yeah. His last game, he scored. He did one of his 50-point games. No, not even 50, 60-point games. He went for 60 points, and by the end of that, everybody was hugging him and all that stuff. He's still a legend.
And that was for the trophy. That was for the championship.
Now,
yes,
I'm trying to remember this guy's name, and the reason I'm doing this is because and before anyone says, because this might be a little bit of a giveaway. I am Christian. Don't look down on me because of it. Don't look above me because of it. I'm just a normal person. But this story is, I heard this story in church. I think it was about Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
He did the exact same thing happen. I think the exact same thing happened with Tim Tebow when, with like the numbers aligning at the right moment, the right time. Like, it was insanely scary how much it aligned perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing you guys say that, because I didn't know any about any of this. Again, I don't really get into sports, really like it that much. Yeah. I'm more of a guy who sits on the computer rather than go outside and play sports, because I know the future technology is the future.
Yeah.
So get better acquainted with it.
But better acquainted with technology.
Okay, yeah. So I just want to tell Nemesis something. So, cool. Nemesis.
Yeah?
If you were to hear this name, Miroslav Shatan, how would you think it was spelled, the last name?
What was the last name? Shlatan?
Shatan.
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 S-H-T. No, S-C-H. I don't know.
It's actually Satan. He was a Russian hockey player for the Buffalo Sabres. He's number 81, Miroslav Shatan. It was not Miroslav Satan. It was Miroslav Shatan.
While all of you are doing this, I'm currently playing Yu-Gi-Oh. So
yeah.
So I'm gonna go take a break, boys. So you guys continue the podcast while I'm gone. I need to get in the shower.
Okay. I think I'm gonna leave as well. It's getting pretty late for me.
Okay. Well, I can still stay up for a bit. Since our sports guy is going away, let's switch the topic.
Can I talk about?
Ooh, yes. Actually, if we're gonna switch the topic, I don't care.
Hey, look. Okay. So I can tell you right now, my best friend. I have a best friend named Jace. His cousin plays for the NHL.
Okay.
I forgot what his name was. Shoot.
Apparently, my mother, when she was in school, knew one of the football players from the Dallas Cowboys. Like, I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure who it was.
My mom knew one of the former 49ers. So,
yeah. But no, yeah, now, we should start switching this it from sports because, again, I'm useless in this area.
Do you mind if
I'm not good with sports?
What are you saying? Or do we really want to talk
take over my subject then?
Podcast?
Yeah.
What subject?
Yu-Gi-Oh and card games and all that good shit.
Oh boy.
Dude, let's talk about trading Pokemon cards as a kid.
I didn't even have that a luxury, honestly. I was probably like in school around the time that Pokemon cards were slowly starting to like dwindle in popularity. But the games still like were popular. Like I'd walk around and see people with like Gen 3, Gen 4, like in the DSs or in the Game Boys. I was one of the kids that stuck with the Gen 3 a lot.
Okay, so if I may interject here, mainly what's going on in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Community is a lot of times at card shops, you used to have things that are called sneak peeks. Like whenever new packs or new things get released and everything, there's a sneak peek for them. That way the players can just buy into a sneak peek tournament and get to know what's going on about those things. Yep. They're no longer going to be called sneak peeks. They're going to be called premieres from now on.
Oh, no. I think I know where this is going. Is it going to be something you need to be paid for in a newsletter or something?
No.
Thank God.
If you have like a card shop in your area, a lot of times they're, as long as they're a Konami-type card shop like I do where I'm at right now, I have a Konami card shop and all that good shit. My turn.
No, I'm about to do something.
Okay, go for it.
Especially some orbital Highlander because I have 5 months.
Yeah. If you have a card shop and instead of them calling them sneak peeks anymore, now they're just known as premieres. It's really the major thing. Nothing that we don't know what the new unbanned list is going, all the new banned list is going to look like. Although we do have a lot of speculation in the form that Six Samurai, kind of a dead deck, is going to make it.
One card on the field, you must have at least 2 monsters in your graveyard and no monsters in your graveyard.
Okay, so Six Samurai, a deck that was how long would you say deck Six Samurai was, man?
Dude, I don't know.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask the card shop.
Okay,
guys, I'm sorry.
Okay, so while he's doing that, let's switch over to the card game I actually play. Now,
okay, I am back. I have returned, my friends. Okay, so the card shop owners told me that Six Samurai came out in 2011.
Sounds about right. Yeah, that's around the time where.
And yeah, it kind of became a dead deck. Are you going to kill me one turn?
I won't be able to one turn you.
Are you going to do 7,000? 6,000 damage? Dude, I don't.
You see, guys, I know what they're talking about, a little bit about what they're talking about.
I do not play Yu-Gi-Oh! I play Bakugan!
Okay, I play
Bakugan. Okay, you need to stop that with Bakugan. That's just a no, man.
Hey,
I play with the best. I play with the best and only the best.
Order in the court. Let me speak, okay? Let me speak.
Oh, okay.
Bakugan, Pokemon, Magic Gathering, Yu-Gi-Oh! Risk is in a card game, but I played a lot of card games.
Hey, did you play Club Penguin?
Of course. Who hasn't played Club Penguin?
I know some people.
Did you not play Club Penguin?
I had no clue what you said. I played Monsuno.
Have y'all played Pop Tropica?
Reveal?
I don't think I've heard about that one.
Yes.
What I'm trying to say is, I know a little bit about what they're saying. I know more about Magic than all of them, because I played a lot of Magic Gathering in high school.
I could tell you Magic the Gathering level
once I saw what you posted in
our Miramar.
Hey, Nemesis, I got a question.
Okay.
What did you think of the Game Awards?
You just fucking
I can't hear you.
It's only other effect happens in the graveyard, so it won't work.
What did you say?
Okay,
so anyways, back to what I was saying earlier, if I may interject here. So Six Samurai, which died maybe about five years ago, it was only ever around, and some people still run it, but apparently with one of the new updates and everything, it's going to get a massive-ass revamp, so a lot of like Six Samurai decks and everything, which normally, before this revamp was kind of released, but not really released, you could get a Six Samurai deck for like a total of 40 cards in an entire X deck, which is 15 cards. So you get 55 cards for like $5 to $10. And now there's some Six Samurai decks that are selling for upwards of $80 to $120.
Okay.
So yeah. some decks that were dead are getting new life. Some decks that were alive are dying quickly.
Yeah.
Which is just the normal balance of card games, really. It happens from time to time. I'm still waiting on...
Intern fucking killed me. Let's be honest. 3,000 of that dies.
I won't be able to resolve this.
Okay, so I'm going to turn him down so I don't just hear him.
Distracting me. This is only 27. You can attack that. I keep 300. You can attack that.
What's it called? Match the Gathering. The only reason I play Law is because
I succeed. Continue. I got fucking
sorry. Fried. Okay. Since like
okay, can we just talk?
Y'all are Magic the Gathering guys. What did y'all think of the Game Awards when they announced that Magic the Gathering stuff?
You see, okay, I've
never played Magic the Gathering, so I really didn't really care.
You will get your practice with Kevin.
I'm a magic person, to be honest.
You see, but the only reason.
My I'm sorry.
Okay.
The only reason why I'm bringing this up because it's the only card game I really know a lot about. I did play Yu-Gi-Oh, but it was a crappy experience. It was not a good experience for me.
I'd say I played Yu-Gi-Oh twice in my life, and they're just too complicated for me to understand.
Well, no, I played Yu-Gi-Oh about 10 times, and I did know how to play it for the most part. Thing was, I kept going up against a kid who was pretty damn good at the game. He was definitely not any amateur or novice. He was... He was up there and probably and was to his day probably still the best one at the school that played Yu-Gi-Oh. And I couldn't. The only reason I couldn't beat him is because I had to borrow his card since all mine were sold away due to we didn't use them, so we just got.
Yeah, and see, whenever you borrow a deck from somebody. They will. It's kind of like okay. Well, you're going to be doing dueling against me and with my own deck. So I'm going to give you one of the decks that I know everything about. And then at that point, it's just like, well, I know everything that this deck can do. So go fuck yourself.
And I'm trying to put the Blue Eyes Ultimate Dragon. I think it was
Blue Eyes White Dragon.
No, I'm trying to remember. It was like. It was the Ultimate Dragon, and he always used that card, and always he can use number cards, and it pissed me off.
Okay, number cards are number cards. I appreciate what number cards can do, because a lot of those fucking effects, you have any idea how many times a number card effect has saved my ass in a tournament?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, trust me, I know. He had Utopia.
Yeah.
He fucking had Utopia and freaking... Ultimate Boton Dragon.
There's been so much fucking debate on whether or not number 37 Utopia... should be banned, but every single time that topic has been brought up, the Konami officials, like the bigwigs on fucking Konami, say there's nothing overpowered about the card. The card does not need to be patched or anything like that. Well, it is a good card, and the reason why you all are asking for it to be banned is because of its effects have screwed you over in the past.
And
but that does not mean that we will ban said card.
And they're not wrong. The card, like, granted, the card's not that OP. It does negate all the damage, which can screw a person's plan right over. I know this because I've seen it. It's not that powerful.
I know this because I've done it.
Okay, so...
Yeah, you see, I never got the luxury of that. Again, he chose what cards were in the deck, and I couldn't beat him because I knew exactly what he had. He somehow, I don't remember how... But within less than 5 turns, he got the Photon Dragon out, I think. And then after that, somehow he got another number card out. And I think it was an ability of a card that let him do that.
Yeah.
And I was automatically screwed. And it was like rinse and repeat because his card, his deck revolved around it. Hey, Daniel. Oh, well, Daniel left.
Gone.
he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be.
Like, he's supposed to be our guest next one. Daniel, and then he just leaves.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm telling you to Magic Gathering.
Okay.
Now,
so yeah.
If I may turn this back to Yu-Gi-Oh for a second.
Okay.
How long did that happen, Nemesis?
Every damn time.
Year-wise.
Let's see. That would have to be around Yggdrasil.
Ew.
Or at least when it was on Netflix. And shut up. Listen, I watched Yu-Gi-Oh! as a kid. Stick I thought, you know what? What would be the worst part? I hated
Zexal, man. The main character was so garbage in personality, man.
Regardless, I went to go watch the newer stuff. And then I hated my life for a bit because I realized just how cringy the concept actually was.
Like, I'll stick with the original Yu-Gi-Oh! At best, you know what I'm saying?
It was about 2 years ago that Konami released a new pack, and with the new pack and everything came new rules. It was the Link pack. So basically, with Link monsters, I have on the Link monsters, it'll have either required monsters or requirements to bring it out from your extra deck.
Yeah.
So, like, one of the ones that I like to use is just two effect monsters. And so it has to have effect in, like, because you have the wing beast and blah, blah, blah. And then so there's also a type of monsters that's just effect. So if you... with that new deal, it got to the point where you cannot bring out your extra deck monsters, your 15 cards that you have in your extra deck, unless you have a... Okay, so you have your... extra deck monster zone, which is in between the two actual monster zones. You only have one for each player, and you can only have one extra deck monster at a time if it's an XYZ or an XZ.
Yeah.
If it's a link, which links are the blue cards that have arrows pointing, if they have arrows pointing down to your own monster zone, that's when you can say, okay, I can now put extra deck monsters exactly where there's a pointing. So that actually screwed over a lot of people and required a lot of redeck building.
Now, I do want to say this because before anyone says anything...
nobody has said anything except for y'all for the last 20 minutes of this podcast about you.
I know.
So...
Well, listen. I'm going to change subject soon, but I do need to say this one thing first. I brought up that I faced someone with you in Yu-Gi-Oh! Well, he happened to be one of my friends that I actually talk a lot to. Used to. Now, I was never sure of this. I actually never could confirm nor deny whether he did this or not. But I was speculating that he was cheating a bit. Because he somehow got the magical, like, how I say, he had outrageous luck.
Heart of the cards, my friend. Heart of the cards.
That's exactly what he was saying.
Block Tarma. Yay!
The thing is that it was ridiculous how often he got the card he needed. That it felt like he was cheating. Now, I can't confirm nor deny this.
I'll say
because there was no actual evidence. Now, I know for a fact he cheated at Magic Gathering because
it's easy as fuck.
Well, no, he flat out when no he thought. I always look around because I know better than to, not you know. Well, he thought nobody was looking around. I saw him pick up his deck, look at some of the cards, pull a card out, and put it on top.
Well, sometimes there is people that do that, but there's also a lot of card effects that can do that as well.
Yes.
The thing was is that it was he had just finished his turn, and he didn't play a single card that had that effect.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking Yu-Gi-Oh! This is Magic Gathering, keep in mind.
Yeah, you want to know something? I started on Magic the Gathering. I had two different decks when I ran Magic the Gathering. I had one deck, which was my demon deck. It was entirely composed of a red-black demons.
Okay.
Then I had another deck. It was a self-built Eldrazi deck. Now, Eldrazis were fucking awesome because at that time, there was a lot of fucking cards that were just like, okay, well, now you can't summon monsters that use color. Every single fucking monster used color except for Eldrazis because they used colorless mana. And see, I loved running my Eldrazi deck because it was beautiful in the way that I put it together. It was basically I would summon out high defense monsters that I could get out like real quick, to just stall. And then I would use an enchantment on. So then I had one monster in my deck known as the Endless One. And however many land you used to summon him, that was his attack and defense power. At yeah. one point, I had him. I used every land card I had in my deck to summon him out. So he was at a 20-20. And yeah. then I went so far as to put two enchantments on him. A Death Touch and Trample.
Ooh, danger
Because
combo.
Trample... Yeah, now Trample, if your monster is stronger than the opponent's monster, it goes through their monster, kills it, and then whatever wasn't blocked...
Goes towards the person.
Yes. So, that was whenever I was just so fucking beautiful to run Death Touch and Trample enchantments.
You see, and I really do want to say this, I am a Izzet's player, meaning I play mainly Burn. And... if you don't know what it is, imagine this. Imagine Gathering, for those who don't know, you have your creatures, you have your land, and you have spell cards.
And you have 20 life.
20 life, and also you have enchantment cards, but those we won't talk about those yet. Land is basically your mana. It lets you, once you place land down, you basically have, that land will be contributed to what the... how much you need for a card if you have the right amount of land down. Now, what a Burn deck or is its deck basically is you place down a creature or a card that deals that can deal damage to a person after you play a spell card.
Well, there's that type of Burn deck, and then there's another type of Burn deck which I had one of my friends run, and his type of Burn deck was it was just defense monsters that he could quick summon out just to basically hold your monsters at bay, then just a bunch of spell and instant cards that he could use to deal direct damage and not have to worry about attacking with his monsters.
Yeah, and this was actually the first card, or wasn't the first card deck I used, but it's the one I love the most. Specifically, Gutter Snipe, Shock, and one other card that I do not remember. But I found when I went to go to Walmart and buy a Izzet's deck, what happened was honestly the funniest thing that I still love to this day. I got it, and the card that it showed... Okay, I'll keep this one. Sorry, I'm playing Magic Gathering Arena right now, but... the one thing that I was amazed about is the main card I got was actually a pretty good card that I knew how to combo with. In Magic Gathering, there's an old, well, not that old, but it's a decently old card named Curiosity. Basically, what it was is I think whenever you dealt damage to a player, you untap the creature because it was an enchantment. Well, the creature that I had basically made it towards where any time it was tapped, a spell was played, it would deal damage towards it can deal damage to anything. So what I did was I linked it with Curiosity and began an infinite loop that is kind of hard, that was really hard to break. I'll keep that. So yeah. I like the game a lot. I don't play it often because I don't have time, mm-hmm. sadly. So, come on, tap.
Yeah. I can understand where you're coming from. In my demon deck, I had one card that was... It was impossible to defend against.
Yeah.
So, when it comes to magic, you have your flying, which can only be blocked with monsters that also have flying or monsters that have reach.
Yep.
Now, see, the monster that I had was the Darthi Assassin. And see, he had Shadow and could only be blocked by creatures with Shadow. Now, Shadow at that point was already a 6-year-old card. So, nobody ran Shadow. He was just a 2-2, 2 attack, 2 power, and I could just attack directly and just use my other monsters as defense just to basically whittle my opponent down on life, or I could add enchantments and everything that would give him more attack and more power, and it was just beautiful in that regard, that I could just attack directly and not have to worry about trying to power through his monsters. I could just say, you know what, I'll attack with this one, you take damage directly, go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay, can I interrupt a little bit?
Go for it, my friend.
So, for one, we're 55 minutes into this podcast. Good job, ladies and gentlemen. But we've been talking about Yu-Gi-Oh! For 30 minutes at this point.
We talked about sports for longer. Think about that for a second.
Yeah, we have.
And
I'm back.
Welcome back.
Missed a whole discussion about Yu-Gi-Oh! Magic and other things like that.
But no,
Into, like, real life stories, like something that really bad that happens as a kid.
Okay, let's not jump into that.
Yeah, let's not jump into that today. Let's not jump into that today. We need to make sure that everybody else is like comfortable with sharing stories from their real life childhood and shit like that. Right now, that is not my mindset currently. It'll probably be like a month from now until I actually decide to start sharing a personal.
Yeah, so let's try and save those for a later date, my friend.
Yes.
Let's try to save that for the 1 month anniversary.
Yes.
Of Taco Bell.
Of Taco
Bell. Hey, you said Taco Bell. Why would you say Taco Bell?
I don't know. Okay, let me say something here.
Because he likes Taco Bell.
No, I don't know why, but I make a random joke about Taco Bell, and I have no clue why. I think it's just because I'm insane.
Excuse you, I am the insane person here, so fuck off.
True. I mean, to be fair, there's a little bit of insanity in all of us, but...
I broke a light bulb.
Damn, I just got lava coil.
We're gonna end this soon, though. I actually have something to do. In a few minutes, and I'm recording. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, we'll probably call it quits in a few minutes, anyways, because I'm about to go home. I might duel a little bit more, but if I'm gonna duel a little bit more, I will want to end the podcast before I do so.
I felt like kind of an asshole
dueling during the podcast.
No, you're good, dude. I've been texting other people during this thing, so yeah. I'm texting my ex right now, you know?
Let's see now. Let's get into something more, like, mainstream, essentially, for gaming. Let's talk about the...
Jake Paul versus Anderson Gibb!
No one cares about Jake Paul. He's irrelevant.
No. We're not talking about Jake Paul.
Okay, calm down, Rice Gum. Calm down, Rice Gum.
Never mind! Jesus!
That. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about, like, the recent, like... Like, I'm gonna say right
now... The coronavirus!
No.
Would you stop bringing stupid stuff up?
Hello, it's a podcast, and I haven't spoken that much, really.
I'm trying to keep it away from everything, like, super mainstream. I want to keep it, like, within, like, the realm of the internet kind of mainstream. Not, like, super news, like, oh, this is gonna kill you kind of stuff. No. I just want to talk about, like, more entertainment.
Okay, so my brother just came in and informed me of something.
What?
Logan Paul versus Antonio Brown is actually a thing, and it's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's actually going to happen.
I hope he gets his ass whooped.
Oh, my God. He is, bro. Antonio Brown may be a jerk, but he got punches, dog.
Yeah. Logan Paul needs to fucking wake up.
So,
realm of gaming.
Okay, gaming. Yeah. Dog.
Continue with your medal.
So just recently I was able to purchase myself a Halo Master Chief Collection for PC. So far, enjoying that.
It's amazing.
Everything that it has to offer. I'm just waiting for the next patches. I'm not liking how long it's taking for the first flights for Halo CE to make its rounds, even though I could have just given out and just got.
Think about it with Halo Combat Evolved and Halo 2. They're like everywhere now, dude. You can find it on the internet and just download it for free because Halo 2 is heavily modded.
Yeah, I know it could. That's the thing. Like, I want to be able to support the devs in some way.
I get what you mean.
That's what I want to do. I want to support the devs.
I got Halo Reach, so yeah. It's good.
Right now the PC only has a Reach, and I've just been playing the shit out of Reach.
Yeah, I'm just trying to finish the campaign, get to where I need to get to.
Okay, so essentially I'm waiting for the game that actually got me into the Halo franchise, which was CE, and then I'm waiting for my absolute favorite. I don't care if anybody says like
go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I'll say it now. I love Halo 3, but nothing will replace the amount of love I have for my copy of Halo 2 on the original Xbox. I love that game. I don't care what anybody else says. That's what literally got me into like Xbox, essentially, is Halo 2.
Yeah, I can understand that. Now, I can jump off of Halo for a second, if I can jump off of Halo for a second, because I really want to fucking talk about the new Call of Duty and how everybody is pissed as fuck whenever somebody runs the 7.25 shotgun.
Yeah. No. 7.25 has got
A bullshit gun.
It is. Like you put on the slot off attachment. That thing is a fucking essentially
close range destroy.
Yeah, it's a whacker, as I call it. I love to call it the whacker.
And see, I've seen so many different builds when it comes to the 7.25 shotgun. Like one guy made a fucking 7.25 fucking sniper.
I'm tired. What?
Yeah, with like slugs and the 4x scope. I've seen those.
And you're just like, no. It was an 8x scope. And you're just like,
fuck? That's right. It's 8x on a 4. Idiot. Okay.
And you're just like, what the fuck is wrong with you mentally to try and build this shit?
Oh, no. I tried to do it too. I failed miserably. I absolutely failed at making that shotgun work. However, when I went for like the medium range killer, as in you put on the 32 inch barrel, you put on Merc 4 grip for the extra speed, ADSing, you put on the no, you have no stock, you have I think you put on a handguard. If not, then you get a choke, you put on the barrel choke, and then I think that's pretty much it. More effectively, I'd say put on sleight of hand, and you're just the medium range killer.
Now, there's also the pistol that uses a 7.25 shotgun rounds revolver that you can only unlock after doing 300 hours on hardcore.
Yeah,
Jesus.
And then with the snake shot. I know what you're
talking
about.
I got a question.
Yeah, and so using those two together is kind of fucking, you're just trying to piss somebody off. If you have your 7.25 shotgun as your primary, and then that fucking revolver as your secondary, you're just trying to piss somebody the fuck off.
No, you're just trolling, dog.
Because, like, dude, the 7.25 is already too fucking powerful, and they keep saying, well, we nerfed it. Bro, you didn't do jack diddly shit.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, okay, I got a question.
Oh, we nerfed it. It's a longer reload time now. Okay, what the fuck?
All right, I'm gone.
Yeah, longer reload.
I'm tired.
Yeah, get your name.
So,
see you later,
guys. I guess we shall end this episode here.
Well, no, I got a question for y'all, okay? Before we go.
Go
for it. This is the last question.
Okay.
So, this is a crucifying question for y'all. What do y'all think of Minecraft?
I still play it here and there.
It's
resurgent when it came back.
Yeah, it was surprising when it made its fucking resurgence, and you're just like, hey, don't forget about me. I've been around since 2011, and I'm still operating.
Okay, so my thing about Minecraft is, okay, so when it back in 2011, back when it came out, I was 9 years old, okay? I've always wanted to play Minecraft, and then I slowly forgot about it over the years, but when it came back, I was like, oh yeah, I did want to play this game. So I finally was able to buy it and play. At first, thought it was stupid hard, but now I love Minecraft, dog. I love Minecraft, dog. Are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you, essentially. Like, I can agree right now. I was in the same boat.
No, I'm just saying, like, when it came to like survival mode, I thought it was weird and hard, and I couldn't do it. But I know what I'm doing. I know everything I'm doing. Especially when you play with friends in a realm. That's been hype. It's hype.
Yes.
Now, if you ask me, the greatest thing for when it comes to Minecraft is just the sheer amount of mods that you can put into that shit to make it dope as fuck.
Minecraft VR, dude?
You have the resource packs. You have the shaders. You have a shit ton of possibilities with how, like, moddable Minecraft is. Like, I'm surprised that Mojang themselves literally...
For example, I know a YouTuber named Call Me Carson.
Let's let
him. So, you know, Goopcast. He made a mod pack for Jay Schlatt, and Jay Schlatt made a mod pack for him. I need to figure out how to get both of those. I want them. Okay. It's hilarious.
I want to do Sky Lily if I can get a new fucking PC and if I can get y'all to fucking game with me. I want to do Sky Factory.
What is it called?
I want to get the Sky Factory fucking mod pack, and I want SS to actually do it fucking Sky Factory, mainly because Achievement Hunter made Sky Factory literally blow the fuck up.
Yes, he did.
And see I will say that was the main reason why I fucking watched that, because every now and then it's just like Ryan doing some shit trying to fix the fucking computer or some shit, and then it cuts to Jeff and it just. What happened, Jeff? I threw the fucking egg I've been working for 5 fucking episodes!
I love Jeff just looking on his chicken farm. He's like, yeah, I still have chickens. And then he's just...
That's amazing. Dog, okay, so I am one of those people that own Minecraft on everything I have, okay?
Curb, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Have you seen Achievement Hunter's Sky Factory?
No, but I need to check that out.
After this, I'll recommend that you go fucking watch it, because it is actually fucking... It's just fucking beautiful, and it's retarded.
It's a gold mine and, of retarded now, shit and just pure fun.
Now, I recommend you start out with the original Sky Factory that they did, and not the Sky Factory 4 that they've started releasing but have stopped.
Yeah.
Although Sky Factory 4 is also really fucking funny, because Gavin dies almost every single fucking episode because either himself or Jeremy kills him.
The only thing... Okay, I can say this right now. The only thing Achievement Hunter I've really seen is in Brawlhalla. Because I have the Achievement Hunter skins in Brawlhalla. So...
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing of Achievement Hunters I actually see. Yeah. You know?
Best way is just watch them and, like, literally just watch them. They're run by the same. They're run by the same people who made RVB and Ruby.
Yeah, I might check it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's honestly a really cool deal. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching the Refresh Podcast. My guest and my co-host, it was wonderful to have you all here today.
Yeah.
Yes. It was amazing to see here and be able to actually talk again.
So, we're going to have to call it quits now because.
It's like 9:19 for me.
Yeah, it's
we have other things we need to get done.
I gotta go to sleep. Yeah, and I gotta talk to my ex really quick.
Yeah.
So, our lovely little people, well, thank you for watching the Refresh Podcast. We wish you a good week, a good day, and anything else you guys would like to add?
Stay frosty, keep your hair short. It's 2020. Make your money, okay?
Yep.
And also, I would like to add something.
What's
up? For April, hope you all have a nice whole month of 420.
Yeah.
That is right. That is right.
Now, there's one last thing that must be said.
That is?
Keep it refreshing, y'all.
That's right.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy winter contingency for those Halo players, blah, blah, blah.
Anyway.
And ending in 3, 2, 1. Podcast over.